Good evening. Thank you all for coming to Deerfield. We appreciate it. I am Denise Gregg. I'm the co-emergency management director here in town, and I'm here to express my concern about the public health and safety impact of the proposed project on the town. Our emergency response in Deerfield is geared to a rural residential town. The critical numbers: Deerfield is 52 square miles with over 80 miles of roads. We have 4,300 residents in 1,670 households. To serve that population over that square miles, we have volunteer rescue squad of 9 persons, and I'm excluding fire personnel. So the numbers shift a little bit, but basically we have a rescue squad of 9 personnel. We have a volunteer fire department of approximately 22 plus trainees. We have a police department of 8 full-time employees and 4 part-time employees. In addition to these very capable, hardworking individuals, we have other resources. We have mutual aid. Our mutual aid, the closest stations, fire stations are 20 to 30 minutes away, and also are mostly volunteer. Our state hazardous materials response team, 30 minutes away. The closest hospitals, Concord, Manchester, Exeter, 30 minutes away. As emergency management director, part of what we do is look at what if and what next. It's all about looking at what happens, what are the hazards that face this town, and if they happen, what kind of damage will it cause? We've done our hazard vulnerability assessment for our emergency operations plan and our hazard mitigation plan. No surprise, number one on the list in New Hampshire, in a southeastern town, weather's our biggest issue. The town has ice, heavy snowstorms, rain, flooding, tornadoes, and other and straight-line wind events. We've had that all in the last 10 years. FEMA data is clear. In the last 15 years, the trend in southern New Hampshire, in New Hampshire generally, we have seen a significant increase in the number of events that have been declared disasters. The recent UNH weather study confirms that the Northeast has seen a 71% increase in heavy precipitation events, the largest increase in the nation. As our water and air temperatures rise, we expect to see these events increase in frequency and intensity. Deerfield's proximity to the Atlantic Ocean with its warmer winds and its nor'easters make us susceptible to those very heavy weather events. Damage to the power lines and towers from severe weather events such as ice would have a significant impact on this town. If those towers fall, they will split our town in half. We have the community school on one half. The other half is where our fire, police, rescue, and town offices are located. The Deerfield Community School also serves as our primary shelter for this town. In our hazard vulnerability assessment, we identified other issues and hazards. Two of them, terrorism and cybersecurity. Federal Homeland Security has recognized that energy infrastructure, power lines, and substations are susceptible. The remote rural location makes Deerfield vulnerable to these risks. My concerns: the burden on emergency volunteers who will not only respond to car accidents and house fires, but to substation and tower accidents. Responders that should have the appropriate level of training. I know you said only Franklin needs extra training, but I'm not sure how a fire at 2 substations next to each other falls within basic fire training. My concern is that's a burden on our responders. Third, the impact on response time in our town if those wires fall down. in the middle of town. How long will it take to get from Central Station to Pleasant Lake in a crisis situation? And although we're talking about, you know, disasters, let's talk about construction phase when we're looking at the impact of construction and slowing and blocking our roads.
Ms. Gregg, how much more do you have?
About 35 seconds.
Okay, we're watching.
All right. Finally, impact on wetlands and potential flooding. Again, an issue probably in an early stage, but if you affect wetlands, you potentially affect flooding and roads and culverts. Again, a major issue in our town. That is where we've had significant damage and assistance from FEMA in the past. So, I'm asking that you look at all of the issues and you consider alternatives to the proposed projects. Emergency personnel at every level, federal, state, and local, want to improve resiliency. Homeland Security is looking at microgrids as a means of improving resiliency in the energy sector. It's a forward-thinking project. Maybe it fits better with the technology advances we have today. I encourage you to look long and hard at whether we need this project for the residents of New Hampshire and to please make a decision that keeps the public health and safety of our residents its priority. Thank you.